So I'm in the office of the Cherokee Phoenix here in Tahlequah, Oklahoma. I'm sitting here with Will Chavez. You know, for those listeners who don't know anything about the Cherokee Freedmen, give us a history of who they are and what the issue exactly is.
I think most of the Cherokee Freedmen that are in our tribe are descendants of former slaves of Cherokee citizens or Cherokee people held back in the 1800s. After the Civil War, of course, all slaves were free. As part of, some people call it punishment from the federal government, Cherokee Nation was told to give rights to the freedmen. And that was part of the 1866 treaty that the federal government negotiated with the tribe.
You said that it was punishment from the federal government. What do you mean by that?
The Cherokee Nation and other tribes in this area, the Creek Nation, a couple, maybe two or three others, sided with the Confederacy. They actually signed an alliance with the Confederacy. It was almost like our chief at the time had to do that for survival. The government sent representatives to Fort Smith, Arkansas, to negotiate with tribes to reestablish relations with tribes. Of course, the government had stipulations for reestablishing those relations, and one of those was taking in our freedmen.
For our listeners, is that I don't think they knew that Cherokee people held slaves.
Well, it is a dark part of our history. Some of our historians have said we were just trying to emulate our white neighbors back in Georgia and Tennessee, and we thought at that time if we looked like them, lived like them, lived in homes like they did, that they would see us as equals and leave us alone and let us stay and keep our land.
What drew you to reporting on the issue of the freedmen?
This was back in 2003, and I didn't know really the history of it, and I went back, and this had been going on for 20 years. This began in 1983 when the freedmen were at first pushed out of the tribe by the tribal council. So lawsuits were filed over the years, and finally in 2006, Cherokee Nation Supreme Court heard one of the cases and ruled in favor of the freedmen.
How many descendants are we talking about?
There's been estimates of about 28,000 approximately. Not all of them registered with the Cherokee Nation when the case was ruled on in 2006. Some did, and the ones that did are still part of the tribe. They, of course, they're waiting on that federal court case that's still pending in district court in D.C. Yeah, so most of the freedmen are in limbo right now, waiting to see what happens.
What do they want?
The most vocal freedmen, the ones that I've talked to and met with, and I've attended many of their meetings, and most of them say they just want the recognition. They want to be able to say they're Cherokee.
What's the opinion of this administration right now, Principal Chief Bill John Baker, as opposed to his predecessor?
He seems to be more accommodating to freedmen. He hasn't, like the previous chief was really anti-freedmen and actually took part in the process to try to keep them out. You see them at events now, and they're invited. No one says anything about them, you know, getting car tags or being a part of the process. So it seems to be a little more, that's the best word for it, I guess, more accommodating.
What's next for the freedmen issue and the case that you said it's pending?
All of the freedmen are waiting on is that federal judge in the district court in D.C. He told everyone he would rule last spring. He said that in May of 2014. So that's what everyone's waiting on, including the tribe.
Why should non-Native people care about this issue?
I think it goes across tribal lines because, you know, the Creeks, the Chickasaws, Seminoles, Choctaws, they all had their own freedmen. It may touch on, you know, disenrollment issues that are going on with some tribes, and it may touch on all tribes' history with the federal government, what sovereignty we have and what we don't have. That's been, like you were saying earlier, that's been a big issue in this thing. It's how far can we push our sovereignty? How much rights do we actually have? Because, you know, in 2011, there was a talk of preventing the freedmen from voting again, and the federal government stepped in and said, they vote or your funds are potentially going to go away. So how sovereign are we if we have to bow to that threat?
Thank you so much, Will Chavez, for taking the time to talk to me. I know you are really busy and you're on a deadline, so thank you so much.
No problem. I'm glad to talk to you.